Hi, my name is Mirko Mandic, and I'm a program manager in Internet Explorer's user experience team. I'm going to give you a quick overview of the changes we are making to Internet Explorer's frame in IE9. The web has been changing rapidly. More than ever before, websites provide highly engaging, immersive experiences that people revisit frequently or engage with for extended periods of time. In turn, people spend 60% of their time on the PC interacting with the web. And with sites as beautiful and as engaging as this one, it's easy to understand why. Based on our research, most of the people spend majority of their online time on several websites that are important to them. So if you take a look at my Windows taskbar, you will notice that I have news sites pinned to it because I return to those every morning. I have my internet radio station on with my favorite station playing. And I have Amazon pinned so that I can quickly check and take a glance and see if any of the CDs that are on my wish list have gone on sale. When a site is pinned, its personality radiates through the Chrome. A large fave icon shows up in the upper left corner, and next to it are back and forward buttons. You notice that back button is larger than the forward, and that reflects its relative usage, the fact that it's by far the most frequently used command in IE. Overall, the amount of UI for pinned sites is significantly reduced when compared to the past. In fact, one of the questions that kept coming up in our early usability studies for the pinned sites was, have you guys considered minimizing the amount of Chrome for the entire web? So when we took a look at usage data, we quickly realized that the majority of people run IE with only few tabs open. Specifically, more than 3/4 of sessions are run with 4 tabs or less. By combining tabs with the essential navigation functionality into a single row of UI, IE9 reduces the amount of vertical screen real estate dedicated to the UI. So when I switch to my online photo viewer, IE9 makes it easy for me to get fully immersed in pictures that I'm trying to view. Or when I try to switch to the basketball game I'm trying to follow, I can make sure to dedicate my undivided attention to the game. Or if I switch to my online spreadsheet, I can know that only the tools that are needed for my task are present. Home, favorites, and a streamlined tools menu are available in the upper right corner. This change recognizes the fact that modern sites already include a lot of functionality that a browser had to compensate for in the past. And it provides people with a sense of mastery by balancing usage patterns that we want to encourage with those that people already rely on heavily, as observed through our careful scrutiny of usage data. Obviously, favorites bar, command bar, and the status bar are not visible by default. This change reconciles the relative usage data with the goal of helping IE9 elevate content over commands. These pieces of UI are available through customization, though, so when I right-click and enable favorites bar, I can make sure that it shows up and persists for me. All of these changes lead to significant decrease in vertical real estate that is dedicated to the user interface. So when compared to other competitor browsers, IE takes up a lot less screen real estate for the user interface, which in turn ensures that the page itself is afforded the most amount of space. Vertical UI space is easy to measure and talk about. However, beyond decreasing this vertical UI space, the monochromatic icon treatment and tight integration with Windows Glass help empower sites to shine as well, while still respecting the basic usability expectations that Windows users have in terms of easy application and window management. We hope that IE9 will make it easy for you to enjoy the web more than ever before, and we are looking forward to your beta feedback.